Module 2, Seeing the Big Picture. Business acumen requires an understanding of finance, strategy, and decision-making. Most managers and employees, however, are responsible for specific areas, and they have little understanding of the impact their decisions have on other areas. When too much focus is placed on one aspect of the business, it is difficult to make decisions for the good of the company. In order to make effective decisions, it is necessary for you to examine the big picture. Short and long-term interactions. When looking at the big picture, it is necessary to consider long-term as well as short-term interactions. Short-term interactions are immediate, single exchanges, and they are necessary for the company to survive. Without looking at the big picture, however, short-term interactions may hinder long-term success. For example, you may damage a business relationship by using aggressive sales techniques, costing you sales in the future. Long-term interactions are processes or relationships that are essential to growth. Long-term business success requires the long-term interactions. The relationships with customers, vendors, and employees needs to be carefully cultivated. Failure to cultivate relationships occurs when there is a lack of communication or communication is not respectful. Long-term relationships help guide the future of the business. Improving long-term interactions. Build relationships. Relationships must be based on mutual trust, respect, and support. Use feedback. Request feedback and listen to complaints. Offer value. Provide value in product, services, and compensation. Recognize growth opportunities. It is essential for every organization to recognize growth opportunities to ensure long-term success. An opportunity is any project or investment that will create growth. Opportunities, however, can be overlooked when we do not pay attention to the big picture. Individuals with business acumen are constantly recognizing opportunities for growth. If recognizing opportunities does not come easily for you, there are steps to take that will ensure that you do not overlook growth opportunities. Identify market trends. Monitor changes in the market, such as technological advancements. Actively research customer needs. Conduct market research and anticipate customer needs, which you will fulfill. Pay attention to competitors. Take advantage of a competitor's weakness and learn from their strengths. Monitor demographic changes. Changes in demographics indicate potential shift in customer base or needs. Consult employees. Do not overlook employee ideas. Encourage brainstorming. Monitor abilities of the workforce. Pay attention to employee skills. Offer training or hire new employees in response to growth opportunities. Mindfulness of decisions. Decisions need to be made carefully and mindfully. In stressful situations, it is easy to make decisions based on emotions or external pressure. Recognize these events which increase the risk of making a poor decision that can have long-term consequences. Mindful decision-making combines reason with intuition to come up with decisions that are based in the present. Decision-making steps. Number 1, be in the moment. Pay attention to how you feel physically and emotionally. This allows you to reach your intuition and understand any feelings of conflict and their source. The source of the conflict may evolve as you become mindful. For example, conflict over the cost of change may shift to conflict that the change goes against company values. Naming the conflict will help you make the decision without fear. Number 2, be clear. Investigate for clarity. Begin by investigating your feelings and identifying the type of decision you are making. A neutral decision, for example, should not create a great deal of stress. Once you identify the decision, make sure you have collected the necessary information to make the decision. Additionally, you should consult the people who will be affected by your decision. Number 3, make a choice. Once you have all the information, listen to your intuition and write down your decision. Take some time to consider this decision. If you are still uncomfortable with the decision after a few days, act on it. Everything is related. In business, it is necessary for each person to perform specific roles and functions. Every business role is related to each other. For example, poor production and poor customer service will affect sales. Too many sales returns cost the company money, damaging the profits. Each aspect of the business relies on the others. Most people only focus on their specific roles without considering how they affect the other departments. Looking at the big picture allows you to see how everything is related, and it begins with the leadership. The leadership of the company is responsible for the culture and values. These guide the other aspects of business, which are operations and marketing, finance and governance, and information and people. How to relate. Be comprehensive. Monitor every area of the business to make sure each one is reaching their goals. Be balanced. Make sure that each area of the company is sustainable and make adjustments as necessary. Be incorporated. Integrate every aspect of the business with the others. Show employees how they affect each other and the company as a whole. Case study. Angela had to decide which direction to take the company to improve the profit margins over time. She could invest in employee training to improve customer service, or she could cut labor further to save money. Cutting labor would fix the problem immediately, but she was not sure it was the right decision. Every time she thought about cutting labor, she became nauseated. After careful consideration, Angela realized that she felt cutting the labor went against her mission to treat all employees as value team members. After gathering data, she learned that sales began to dip when customer service complaints increased. Additionally, there was an employee interest in a training program. Her intuition told her that implementing a training program would increase long-term profits.